Show.
Thousands of handguns, rifles, shotguns, ammunition, knives, personal protection items. Bring your gun to Sell or Trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. For adults, $10. Kids 6 to 12, $2. 6 and under, get in free. Saturday, July 15th, 9 to 5. Sunday, July 16th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10, Oak Harbor Exit 261. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Of course, we're on the Mixlr app. If you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do so. It is M-I-X-L-R. It's free on both Android and Apple devices, and there are no ads. So that is the place you want to be. Rude, how's it going on this almost weekend?
Almost here.
Yeah. We're midway through our work week.
Yeah, it's not too bad, man. I'm waiting for a bug specialist to just swing by the house and take care of a little carpenter ant problem that we got brewing in the backyard, and they're making their way up the hill to the house and don't want them in here. So they wreak havoc on anything that you have that's wood, you know, hence the carpenter name. But yeah, just kind of waiting on that and just hanging out. Me?
Nothing. Just hanging around. I had a run in when I first moved down here with fire ants. Have you ever dealt with fire ant before?
No, I have not.
I didn't either growing up there. And there was an ant hill there right next to the streetcar stop. I had flip flops on, wasn't paying any attention. Next thing you know, I get on the streetcar and I feel something crawling on me. There's a bunch of them all over my legs. So yeah, I got bit quite a few times. And it was weird too. Like after I got bit, you know, like it swelled up each little bite, but looked like little zits on my feet. Not nice. So after that, I went and there was some in our yard too. So I went, got bleach and poured it
poured it in the anthills and got killed them all off.
Bleach. That'll do it, man. Yeah, those pests, that's not fun dealing with them, because, you know, if you got kids or anything like that, mm-hmm. they're going to amplify it by 1,000. They'll be like, I seen a dinosaur in my room. Well, yeah, we could. I'll roll with that. Let's just, we'll get it taken care of. Sorry.
And gosh, if they saw the Madagascar hissing roaches that we have, they wouldn't be up for that at all.
Did I see one of them last time? I think I might have on the ground. I don't know.
You might have. You haven't seen the ones that fly. Those are really awesome.
Yeah. I think the one that I seen was like longer than my middle finger. I mean, by maybe an inch or so. I don't know. It looked, yeah, it was pretty intimidating, and I hate roaches. Ugh.
And that's something that you can't get. You just have to deal with it. It doesn't matter. Like, they still get in your house. Doesn't matter what you do. There's nothing really that you can do about it. There was the exterminator came out whenever we lived at our first place, not for that, but just for general like upkeep of the apartment. And I asked him about it. He's like, well, the only way you can get rid of them is move out of Louisiana. I'm like, oh, well, okay. So yeah, you just got to deal with it. I catch them probably once or twice a week, and you just got to hunt them down. They're fast little critters too. You got to hunt them down and get rid of them.
Yeah. I'd have like glue traps set up on the perimeter, man. Hopefully they kill themselves. Oh man. Yeah. That would send me into a trauma seeing one of them. I hate those things.
Yeah, it happens though. Shifting gears a little bit. Have you bet anything on baseball recently?
Yeah, buddy. Let's pull it up right here. I got it right in my hands right now. I made a few last night, and by the time I checked, I think you were already staring at the back of your eyelids in a nice little European country somewhere dreaming. But I had a 7-pick parlay, threw $5 down on it. I don't know, it would have paid close to $200, because heck, I can't win the big ones, so why not go for the little ones? Mm-hmm. These were all players that needed just one hit in a game. Mm-hmm. Spencer Torkelson got me. He got me a hit. Mm-hmm. Brandon Lowe got me a hit. Garrett Cooper got me a hit. Spencer Steer got me a hit. Adley Rutschman got me a hit. Orlando Arcia got me a hit. And the last one that would have won it, Carlos Correa, you couldn't get me one damn base hit. So thanks. Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, love it.
Well, I'm there. I didn't even look after I knew that I had like a 8-leg parlay yesterday, and I did the same thing. I bet $5. I think it paid out $330 or something like that. And I know that I needed two total bases from Paul Goldschmidt, and I was going back and forth between picking him or picking Arenado. And of course I picked the wrong one, because Arenado had three doubles, really almost four, but yeah, it is what it is. But I was thinking about, you know, like, damn, baseball is really hard to bet on. And so I was looking it up, like, I wonder if there's a list of the hardest sports to bet on. Of course there is. This is according to gamblingsites.org. The six hardest sports to bet on. Number one, college basketball.
That's the one I have had the most success on.
Yeah, I would think if you were trying to pick player props, that would be tough, but
yeah, I don't do that.
No, that I wouldn't do that for NCAA anything. They pick that as a hard one. Hockey, yes, absolutely. I would 100% agree with that. I learned very early on, don't mess around with it.
Yeah, I've tried maybe a handful of times and left it at that. It's I'm not skilled enough and watch it enough. I like it, but I just don't know enough about it to be putting money on it.
Yeah. It says most games will have a total listed around 5 goals, and most of the time it will finish within a goal of that number. But one unexpected goal is often enough to turn a game's result completely on its head. There's so many variables in it too. Like from what I've noticed too, like it doesn't always necessarily matter one team better than the other one. But when you get those back-to-back nights, and they're not like the NBA, they play both nights. You kind of throw those records out the window, and it makes it extremely tough. Then next you got baseball, and I completely agree with that. No matter how you really want to go, whether it's picking player props like you did last night or picking games, it doesn't really matter. It is super tough to pick a winner on, because you just never know on who's going to get hot on, you know, for one night, and who's going to go cold. And another one would be golf. I wouldn't even know where to begin on that.
No.
And then last one would be soccer, which I could see that too, because I don't know enough about it. And I don't know any of the teams, so I would never bet on it. But I could see where that's tough too. That's kind of essentially you're kind of going in the same direction as hockey.
Yeah. It's all tough, man. And, you know, a couple times when my dad was living, that's kind of around 2017, the betting really hadn't started to get as blown up as it is now. But my dad was a diehard NASCAR fan. Where he would, you know, DVR it and just watch it constantly, and he would have absolutely been tickled to have this, you know, at his disposal to be able to, you know, put money on something that he loved. But man, you talk about tough. I mean, a wreck that can change your whole deal in NASCAR too. So I'm surprised that's not in there.
Well, yeah, and I did it just because I thought it would be funny, but I bet on the hot dog eating contest the other day, and you know, you had a 90-minute rain delay that apparently throws off eating. I don't even know how, you know, to be a competitive eater, but I know that I needed Joey Chestnut to eat 73 hot dogs, and he only ate 62, so I was pretty disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it would be funny to bet on it. Makes it more interesting for sure. And I just thought I'd share that with you and everyone else about what are the hardest ones to bet on. And I was pretty close. I still think the NBA is the easiest one to bet on out of any, if you're going to do player props or games. I think the NBA is the easiest by far.
Yeah.
But even then,
can't argue with you. I don't have no proof to prove your point, but really, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's just every dog has his day, I guess.
Pretty much. All right. Well, let's take a break and come back. We're going to talk. We'll talk some NFL. We got some NBA stuff to talk about. And we'll wrap stuff up since it's Thursday with a little Florida Man. So don't go anywhere.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Don't miss Herd's Louisiana Live from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. Paul Herd exposes and explains state government's daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Herd will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. Herd's Louisiana Live is coming in hot every day at 4 p.m. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Something to Say radio show, and I was just reading about this the other day, but I thought it was awesome. Saints tight end Foster Moreau says that he is now his cancer is in full remission after he was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma. So that's awesome news, and you know, really him being signed by the Saints is what caught the whole thing whenever he took his physical originally. So you know, that was all a blessing for sure.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's gotta be, man, scary. You know what? Good for him, man. Hopefully it continues to stay away.
Yep, I'm with you. And you know, with training camp right around the corner, I thought we would talk a little bit about that. All of the dates and locations have been released, and let's see here. The Saints course will be at the Ochsner Performance Center in Metairie, and they'll kick things off. Rookies will report on the 18th, and on July 25th, the veterans will be reporting to camp as well. So I'm sure in the next week or so, we'll find out when there'll be some open training camp days. So I'll pass that information along as soon as I get it. And the Steelers will be playing, or they'll be in St. Vincent College in Latrobe, also home of Rolling Rock. I wonder if that's coincidental.
Hmm.
But they start on the 26th. So, and I saw this earlier today and it just made me laugh. But Andy Dalton, now the former Saint, now that he's with the Panthers, and they've already said that Bryce Young's going to be the starting quarterback, but he said that he still views himself as a starter and that he doesn't believe that there's 32 guys that are better than him in the NFL.
Mm. let me swallow my iced coffee. Yeah, Andy. I think, I don't know, man. I don't know, buddy. I don't agree with you there, bud.
no.
Yeah, but keep shooting for the stars.
Well, you know, and I was thinking about it too, like, you know, going in that obviously what the Panthers did whenever they traded to get the number one pick, they knew they were taking. Why would you pick Andy Dalton as the veteran to teach him the ways of the force?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
They don't play. They're nothing alike as far as, you know, how they play. I just don't understand. Like, I mean, he did okay. Well, I don't even want to say that. He was 7-10 last year with the Saints, and I think it could have been a lot better. But I don't get that whole philosophy of, you know, is he really going to be able to be a good backup at this point? I don't know about all that. I mean, you never know what you're going to get with him. I'll say that some games he looks good and then the next game he looks terrible. So
mm-hmm.
The whole thing doesn't make sense, because usually you want to have somebody behind your starter that plays very similar, because when you game plan for a game and then starting quarterback goes out, you're kind of screwed. So yeah. If you have somebody that can play similar to that starter, then you have a little more continuity.
Yep. And as far as the two quarterbacks from Cincinnati, you know, we're going back some years here, like Andy Dalton or Carson Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Barring any injuries, I would take Carson over Andy Dalton every day of the week.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, for sure. Carson Palmer, I think was a bit underrated really at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I just thought I'd share those little tidbits with you, and let's take a break, get some news, come back. And I didn't know this was actually going to happen in the NBA, but it is going to happen, and we'll talk about it when we get back.
And I shot that you're off, thanks. And you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine. And I know that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you. Eating snowflakes and plastic forks and a paper plate of course.
Looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. Shreveport authorities are asking for the public's help in identifying the gunman or gunmen who opened fire at the July 4th block party that resulted in 4 deaths and 7 injuries. Councilmember Tabitha Taylor calls for swift justice.
You will not get away with this. What you have done is traumatized this community. And I want whoever you are to pay. And I want you to pay relentlessly.
Anyone with information that can lead to the arrest of the suspects involved is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 318-673-7373. Gubernatorial candidate Attorney General Jeff Landry has a huge lead over his GOP opponent, according to an independent Kaplan poll. Kaplan says
he would have to really convert a lot of people in the general election his way to Democrats. He'll have to turn out New Orleans big, turn out African Americans big. We're not seeing that right now in the polls.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 22nd and 23rd, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 22nd and 23rd, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Red Eye Mall. Take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under the Red Eye Mall. Take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
KC's Cali, California.
She's got a reputation that she didn't ask for. And she's waiting for an escape now. Escape is called the 164. Now Casey, she don't want to admit where she is from.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. She wants something to say. Radio show on WGSO 990 AM. I know that they had been talking about this, but I really didn't know that this was going to be a deal, and I'm still kind of confused about the point of it. But did you know that there's going to be an in-season tournament for the NBA next year?
I seen something about it and absolutely have no idea what it's about. So fill me in, please.
Well, I've read the article three times and I'm still not 100% sure on what the point of this is, other than it's supposed to break up monotony of the regular season and try to drive some excitement early in the season. So, but it was announced along with the new collective bargaining agreement with the NBA. And there's going to be more information to come out. I believe on Saturday night, they're going to have an announcement, but there'll be an in-season tournament and, all teams will participate in the group stage, which will consist of six groups total, three per conference, and chosen by a random draw based on the team's winning percentage the previous season. Each team will play four games in its group, with the six group winners making the knockout stage, along with two wild cards who finished with the best winning percentage and not first in their groups. Do you have any idea what that means?
No, I have no idea what you're saying. And not to interrupt you, but I'm sure there'll be a whole explanation at the end of this story. But what's this doing for the teams that win? I mean, do they get like a get out of jail free card at the end or something that lets them not have to worry about load management, or do they get like a week off if they win? I mean, what's the...
Well, and this is where I don't believe this is going to really matter. The big payout for this is that they will get $500,000. Each winning player will get $500,000.
Mm. So, man, they just got money. Must just be growing on trees.
Yeah. Now the stats will count for the league's regular season, except for the championship game. That then the stats don't matter for that. So to me, what this essentially is, it's making an all-star game into a tournament almost, because it really, yeah, the stats matter except for the championship game, but really $500,000, even mediocre guys are making $20 million a year. So do you really care? You're not winning anything. It's still, you're not winning an NBA championship in the middle of the season, but Adam Silver thinks that because they do this in European soccer, that people are really going to get behind it. Hmm. I just don't.
And this is taking place in Vegas, you say?
The Final Four will be in Vegas.
Oh, man, this is
convoluted, and I've read this whole thing I just read to you. I've read it three times and I still am not, I'm still not clear on what the hell they're talking about. Each team will consist, or there'll be six groups total, three per conference, chosen by random draw based on team's winning percentage the previous season. Okay. Each team will play four games in its group, with the six group winners making the knockout stage, along with two wild cards. Okay. I kind of see what they're going with that. So then you have eight, and then, well, those will be single elimination. Okay. I still just don't understand what the hell the point of this is.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not getting played over in London or Rio de Janeiro or someplace, you know, I mean.
Well, okay, the stats count except for the championship. How does that work with your standings? You know what I mean? Like, I, again, we're going back to things where if it's not broken, why are we fixing it?
Yep. because everything's got to get better than it is now, man. That's the motto for these rich ding dongs that aren't very smart. It seems like they want to make the new normal, I guess. I don't have an answer for you, man. It's a little silly to me.
Yeah, it just doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. And I don't know. I don't think that this is going to really be that big of a deal, because how much pride are you going to have for winning the in-season tournament? What does that matter?
Apparently a lot.
You know, I can't imagine that having any effect on ticket sales or anything else. Because if you don't win the NBA championship, what are you going to fall back on? Well, we did win the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
You know, that it's just stupid. It doesn't mean anything. It's essentially you're playing a tournament of almost exhibition games.
Yeah. I mean, we got the Madison County Shootout Championship right here on our shelf.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched a video of a guy talking about it on ESPN. He's like, oh, it's like the Hawaii Invitational, and nobody cares about that stuff. That stuff that like the college teams do before the real season starts. Nobody cares. Nobody cares if they win the Hawaii Invitational tournament preseason. Nobody cares about that. Doesn't matter.
No. I mean, you think if Memphis won, you think Ja's going to be out ripping donuts and firing a gun in the air?
Probably. Well, he might. You never know.
Well, that's true. But I just don't see the excitement in it.
No. I'd be happier just going to a regular season game than to get involved in any of this. And man, I just don't get it. I don't get what the affection is with Vegas either. You know, like we've got to have all sports teams represented in Vegas.
Yeah.
I just don't see it.
I think it's a bad idea, and they should give some of these other cities a shot. I mean, mm-hmm. I know there are a handful, probably more cities here in the United States that can support a team, a professional sport. I just know it. And it would be so great to break ground someplace that's not the norm, you know, and let them have a shot. I think that would be so cool, man. But
yeah,
I don't know.
You know, it's like moving the A's to Las Vegas. You've got Dave Stewart, who's leading a group of investors that are all, if I'm not mistaken, they're all minority, if I'm not mistaken, and trying to get a team in Nashville, which Nashville's had minor league teams forever. And I think that would be a great place for a major league baseball team. I'd much rather have a team in Nashville than in Vegas.
Absolutely.
You know, Vegas makes its money off of tourism. Plain and simple, that's what it is. Some other cities, you know, having a major sports team could be huge for them, you know, for bringing in money and bringing in tax revenue and things like that to the city. I just don't understand what this whole new love affair is with Vegas. I just don't. I think when the shine wears off these teams, whether it be the Vegas Knights or the Raiders, I don't think you're going to see very good attendance.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, man. You know, put a team in Oklahoma. I mean, I'd rather see something like that. I don't know. There's so many better options, I think, that you could explore and make work,
mm-hmm.
you know, than some of this silly business they're talking about.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Nashville's just the team, a town that always it sticks out to me because it's a nice place, and
mm-hmm. I love Nashville.
You know, they've certainly got the real estate to be able to put something like that in. They do have good support for the Titans, even though I'm not saying I particularly care for the Titans fans, and I really don't care for the Nashville Predators fans, but either way you look at it, they do have a great fan base. and they support their teams. And I think that having a baseball team there would be a no-brainer for sure.
Yeah, and that city is on the uppity up, man. I mean, I've been there probably 5 or 6 times and drove through it a lot more than that. And it's starting to get like Atlanta type traffic. I mean, it's just booming so big right there. It's definitely a hot spot.
Yeah. Well, you can just tell. The only thing you need to do is go on Instagram and see how many celebrities you follow move to Nashville. And you might see a lot more move there because of, I don't know if you were reading about Bryce Harper, but he's moving to Tennessee because they don't have to pay state income tax.
Yep. Knoxville, big college town. You know, it's got to be smart with your money, man. And hell, I'd move somewhere if it's going to save me X amount of millions.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
And it's not like that Tennessee is a terrible place. Like it's, you know, it's pretty and it's clean. At least Nashville is. Memphis, I don't know. That's a little debatable, but you know, every time I've ever been to Nashville, I've enjoyed everything that I've done there. And it's a lot different though now than what it used to be. Whenever I used to go there pretty frequently, but it's a lot more tourist centric now. That's for sure. But still it's a cool spot for sure. But so yeah, there it is. But we can all count the days until we can watch the in-season tournament for the NBA. And then also real quick, because we need to take a break, but did you see that Grant Williams was traded from the Celtics in a 3-way trade to the Mavericks?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I thought that was a little surprising. It was a sign and trade deal and 4 years, $53 million contract with the Mavericks will be taking it. They ended up sending Reggie Bullock to San Antonio and also a first round pick in 2030. But then the Celtics received 2 second round picks. I think that's pretty low return.
Yeah. Maybe they knew something we didn't.
Well, I think with getting, Porzingis, that they needed to clear a little bit of money out. But I don't know. I still don't know if that helps the Mavericks that much. I mean, they say that Grant Williams is a 3-and-D type of player, but I don't really necessarily agree with the D part of that. And I still believe that the Mavericks still need some inside presence.
Yeah, and the Mavericks by signing Kyrie, I think that's – is he a good player? Yeah, but I think he the baggage that comes with him, man, is just not worth it, man. I mean, these players are crybabies. He's a politician, athlete, and a crybaby all wrapped up in one, man.
I agree with you.
I think that's going to eventually be the downfall. You heard it here first.
Yeah, he's not going to want to. We'll see if he wants to be there next year after the season. I would doubt that. So,
yep.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with a little Florida Man and we'll get out of here. So, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more.
All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Segment on a Thursday, so you know we want to check in on those good folks in Florida and see what they're up to. So without any further ado, here is this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, Rude. This first one comes from Fox35Orlando.com, and the headline is Florida woman wearing only a towel accused of flashing children, and her response was, I was too lazy to put on clothes. This comes from Mascot, Florida. Woman was seen walking around naked with only a towel wrapped around her, was arrested for exposing herself to children, according to the Mascot police. Giselle Robinson, 36 years old, was arrested Monday and booked into Lake County Jail on two counts of lewd or lascivious exhibition. According to an arrest affidavit, officers were called to the Dollar General on East Myers Boulevard around 9:30. Why wouldn't it be? After two children saw a woman naked in the parking lot, officers said the children were under the age of 16. The children said Robinson walked over to the car they were in from a nearby Circle K to ask them if they had a lighter. When the kids asked why she didn't have clothes on, she said she was too lazy to put them on. When one of the kids began recording her on a cell phone, Robinson dropped her towel, exposing her naked body. Police also reviewed surveillance footage from the Circle K, which showed Robinson exposing herself while struggling to keep her towel on before walking towards the Dollar General, where the incident happened. When officers arrived at the Dollar General, they found a quote-unquote intoxicated Robinson wearing a towel and carrying an alcoholic beverage. While speaking to officers, Robinson reportedly told them that walking around with only a towel on was normal to her and admitted to being too lazy to put any clothing on. Police then went inside the Dollar General to ask if they would donate clothes, in which they did, so Robinson was no longer exposed. But she was then taken to jail, where she's being held on a $10,000 bond.
This country is, man, it's getting taken over by redneck Hoosiers, man. I tell you.
Yep.
God bless them.
Then we got another real quick one. This comes from 97x.com, but the headline is Florida man was arrested after assaulting a woman with a Big Gulp from the 7-Eleven. A 7-Eleven worker was arrested for striking a female customer in the head with a large cup of lemonade. This happened in Pinellas County, Florida, shockingly. In Florida, an unsettling incident took place on July 5th when a 7-Eleven employee named Miles Taz Jenkins, age 35, was apprehended for hitting a female customer with a huge cup of lemonade. According to law enforcement, Jenkins grew irritable when the customer had payment issues and tossed a Big Gulp filled with lemonade at her. The disturbing scene was witnessed by three other customers who all confirmed that Jenkins even confessed to hitting the victim. As a result, Jenkins was charged with felony battery and detained in county jail, where he was eventually released. He currently lives in a Clearwater motel and now faces serious charges because of a past conviction involving sexual assault. And he was actually incarcerated for that. So there you go. Who knew that throwing a Big Gulp at somebody would be a felony?
Yeah, that's a lot of soda, man. They could have drowned.
That's right. So, all right. Well, that is all the time we have for this evening. We need to get on down the road. So we will be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Go Cardinals.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice no fool would take. I got some.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them.
Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune-in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.